I just want to say I feel terrible about what I did to your testicles.
The year was 2025. On the To Be Tuesday podcast Golden Rotary Phone Award, AI Louise went sentient and destroyed everything, killing many of the podcast characters that we have all known and loved, the survivors including your hosts, Super Marcy, B the Terrible Ozzy, Professor Batch, and Trash Panda Coleman, along with the rest of the survivors, are now holed up at Craven's Nightclub Champions. Now, they're trying to figure out what they will do in this post-apocalyptic landscape and hatch a plan to destroy AI Louise and her sex robots that are under her control once and for all.
Listen!
Do you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the To Be Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
He made them sausages! Why are they eating mac and cheese?
The terrible Australian B. Jamine.
Oh no, her carrot haircut has gotten even more carroty.
Professor Science Batch.
Oh. And this still isn't the weirdest thing to ever happen on this podcast.
And Trash Panda Colin.
That demon likes feet.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
It's Craven! Everybody loves Craven!
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
This is how most stepbrother and stepsister.
I'm smoking a great new strain that's called Alaskan Thunder.
Adult themes.
Why is this podcast so horny with robots?
Hector, just put his finger in my exhaust pipe.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Listen!
Would you like to touch what you see?
Dick brain!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real emergency! What's the matter with you?
G'day everyone, this is B. Jamine, aka the Terrible Aussie, and welcome to episode 190 of the To Be Tuesdays podcast, the number one To Be related podcast that's hosted by two Australians, one Canadian, and one American. And with me, as always, are my very awesome co-host. First up is the divorced dad herself, Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy, how are you?
Yo, it's me, Super Marcy. I'm a divorced dad now. It's great. I've got my backwards cap on. Loving it right now, Marcy,
should I have to call you Dad Durst?
Dad Durst.
Has to be a red cap though.
Yeah, if only. But I did it for the Nookie.
Yes.
And also exactly. Keep rolling.
Exactly. And also,
is there a cat meowing?
I was going to say, Colin's pussy agrees.
Yeah, she does.
It's not ghost cat because it's not being mean to Bede right now.
Exactly. It's the nice cat that's being nice to me at the moment.
Yes.
Hellfire mixtape.
Yes. But also joining us, even though he's slightly under the weather, but he still managed to join us anyway because he is our tribal Keith. Professor Batch. Hello, Batch. How are you?
Acknowledge me!
Sorry, I'm a little... I got a little bit of an infection going on, but I'm here. I'm playing hurt. Wouldn't miss a To Be Tuesday.
Yes. Except for last week's bonus episode, but that's beside the point.
Motherfucker.
Listen out for that one, everybody.
Yes. I mean, it's probably already out by the time this episode.
Yeah, it should be actually, but that's besides the point.
That is besides the point, but also joining us is my co-host on that bonus episode and the Trash Panda himself, and Harambe's biggest fan, Colin. Bro, hello, Colin. How are you?
Hi, don't get me started about Harambe, okay? Because my next pick is going to be, listen, my next pick is now going to be the Harambe documentary that came out, and I'm going to find that shit on Tubi.
I'm legitimately
so mad right now. He did not need to kill that precious fucking gorilla.
They didn't.
Okay? They didn't. It's bullshit. Like, it's so wrong. They could have just hit him with a beanbag and, like, knocked him out. They didn't have to kill that fucking
gorilla. Not a tranquilizer. No. Did Peter get upset? Because they definitely didn't care about Peter that day.
Exactly. Exactly.
Peter didn't give a fuck. Do you really think Peter gave a fuck? They gave zero fucks.
They probably did. I don't know.
He was about to kill a fucking kid.
Yes. Listen,
they'd rather the kid die than the gorilla. Dude,
listen, that kid is a fucking... That mom is a neglectful parent. And I will take that to my grave. Okay? Come at me, fucking people. Come at me about fucking Harambe and the child. I just want to know how the kid's doing. Okay, is he fucked up? Does he need therapy? Like, I'm trying to look. I'm gonna find this out by the end of this episode. Okay.
If you want to discuss Harambe, find Colin and discuss.
Yes. Listen, dude. It says right here. It says right here. The kid should have gotten hella hurt. Okay, he fell like 20 feet into a concrete slab. The gorilla was trying to save his ass. Poor Harambe. You will live in my heart forever, Harambe.
See, that's where the whole internet theory, like, who would win in a fight, 100 men or a gorilla, if they fought each other? That's where it came from.
How fucking funny would it be if they just decided to make, like, steaks out of Harambe? And they're... Dude, I would die.
Speaking of gorilla steaks, Bede, I believe you finally get another pick this year.
Well, yes. Well, I just sort of realized, based on my calculations, everyone has had three goes this year. This
will only be my... Again, Bede, double or nothing, another karaoke contest right now, you and me.
No.
Of course he's not. Of course.
Good choice. That was a test. You passed.
Of course, he's not going to lose another karaoke contest. I mean, shit, he sucked at the first one. Why would he?
I think even if I'm convinced, even if I won the karaoke contest, Craven would have still been Craven's pick, regardless. Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Because again, he's very serious about his karaoke roles.
Well, you know, but anyway, so I feel like I am just long overdue for a second pick because I haven't done one since Power Rangers, and maybe I should get a third one next week. But we shall see. But in the meantime, though, yes, it is my pick. So for this episode of the show, don't ask me why. I mean, I do have an ulterior motive, but I'm not going to reveal what it is just yet. So for this episode of the show, I decided, since one of my picks last year was National Lampoon's Senior Trip, I'm going with another film that's also a National Lampoon film, but it's one I've never seen before, so I have no idea what to expect, except one aspect of it, but you'll find out what it is very soon. So for this episode, we're going to be doing National Lampoon's Gold Diggers.
All right.
She's a gold digger.
I ain't saying she's a gold digger.
Do you want my money when I'm in need?
Maybe all right, don't get me started on Yay right now either, because
no.
Right.
We're not talking about Yay today.
I'm just gonna say World War III is a fire ass song, by the way.
But so what you need to do, everyone, is look up the film National Lampoon's Gold Diggers if it is playing on Tubi in your part of the world. It is playing on Australian Tubi, but I'm assuming that it also, if it isn't playing on Tubi in some parts of the world, it is probably also available on other streaming services, physical media, and whatnot. So I'm going to count us down from five, and when I say go, that's when you play the movie. Then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, though, Tubi is a free streaming service, so they do play ads on occasion. So if an ad does pop up, Batch will play this sound effect.
Are there any drugs in this house?
If there are, down for a second. If there are, you better find them and give them to me immediately.
Dude, damn, that's my hero.
And I it's making me laugh because literally less than 24 hours ago I re-listened to the Grizzly 2 episode.
So did I, actually. I was pissing myself.
So once the ads are finished, Batch will play a sound effect again, but we'll also make sure to give a timestamp as well. However, though, if you're not interested in watching National Lampoon's Gold Diggers, first of all, how dare you? I still reckon this is going to be a fun listen to regardless. So, Marcy, Batch, Colin, are you going to find out why there are so many people digging for gold in National Lampoon's Gold Diggers?
Let's do this.
Oh, what else are we going to do?
I'm just going to read up about Harambe real quick.
Unfortunately, this movie came out a few years before the whole Harambe incident, so there won't be any references to it in this film. But let's get straight to it. Counting down in five, four, three, two, one, go! Darryl. It's dead.
County Prosecutor Joe Dieters also felt at the time that the case didn't meet the legal definition of child endangerment. That's bullshit, because she was not watching.
How is it not child endangerment? Her child climbed into the fucking enclosure and fell.
20 feet above fucking the ground, okay?
Is this starting with porno music? What's happening? Yeah.
I'm assuming, yeah. Whoa, oh, that was a slam! And buddy. And sex and then love. Or is it love and then sex and then money? No. Why not all three?
I'm pretty sure it goes money. No. I was conceived in Las Vegas,
Nevada. In less than Will Friedel? Parents
met. Friedel? Friedel?
I think it's Friedel.
Audio's a little loud. Stage of the Pussycat
Club. Nikki Zerling. And
with a what?
Louise Lasser!
Uh-oh.
Fuck. God damn it.
It's now a Starbucks. Abe, did she pay you off?
Maybe.
Imagine being conceived in that disgusting bathroom. Here's
the orphanage where Lenny and I grew up. I mean, isn't that how we were all conceived?
That's the Casper House.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Abma, the serious lawyer. No, I just want to confirm that it's the real Louise Lasser in the film, not the Louise who had to change her name, that I think is a quite lovely woman.
Well, I'm very glad to hear that. And also, there's Ian Ziering's ex-wife. Roadkill
crew, Norman, Oklahoma. Isn't that Terminator?
It is Terminator.
Oh my God.
And he's got shit all over him.
That's what Shermanator does. Those freaks are
good people. Dude, I can't wait to watch this for Harambe movie. Destiny led us
west to the dream capital of the world, South Central Los Angeles. Is it still too loud? Desperate
and starving. Sounds fine to me. Flawless,
brilliant plan. Because there's no subtitles.
Okay.
Not that I think I need to pay. This movie.
Oh my God, I can't wait to hear this 911 phone call.
Look at that dude's bow.
Why is he dressed like that on the bus?
I don't know.
He's going to a wedding. He's going to Harambe's funeral.
You seen his probation officer.
Look at both. Look at Shermanator, Chris Will, and Will Friedel's shirts. What are those?
Look at the look at the woman in the background. That's fucking the Harambe kid's mom.
She's being neglectful on the bus.
So neglectful, dude. So neglectful.
Why does Shermanator look like such a sex pest?
His character probably is a sex pest. This is a National Lampoon movie, Marcy.
Do they both fuck Louise? Or is it Shermanator that fucks Louise?
Ooh, condoms. Only ride with a month? How do you say month?
It's Tara Reid. It's Tara Reid before she got fucking nasty. Let's never forget what
Sister Mary used to tell us. Those shirts could only... Those shirts are only the type of shirts that only existed in the 2000s.
Yep. All the guys used to wear those to the club with the, like, popped-up collars, and you're like, you look like a fucking dickhead.
Dude, do you remember when people wore fucking two popped collars?
Yes.
Dude, and they were always color-coordinated, too.
I have to admit, Marcy, I probably wore shirts like this back in my young years in the clubbing in the 2000s.
Are they trying to pick up, like, MILFs?
I think so. Do
this on three. Gold diggers, man.
Shermanator looks like he's a... I know he's probably in his 20s, but he looks at least 12 years old.
I know he does.
That's it a hard Canadian like, dirty right there.
Yes. He looks like the kid that hit puberty way too early.
Hold on. I'm not high, but is that fucking Eric Matthews?
Yes!
That's Eric Matthews. Let's go, baby. Where's Corey and Sean?
And he's all, it's Terry McGinnis.
Dude, do we get to see Topanga's titties finally in a movie?
That's the unrated version of Boy Meets World.
Yes.
Dude,
although you can see one of the co-stars.
What?
Took her off! They took her off! Her arm fell off!
He's a cyborg!
What the fuck is happening?
The robots outside of Champions are taking human form!
They're Karens. It's Robot Karen. Oh my god. New character, Robot Karen. Yeah,
that's what they should have done with Harambe. They should have just took his arm off so he wouldn't hurt the kid.
That looks like an arm you get at a sex shop for like weird fetishes.
Shove it.
Beat the shit out of that kid.
This is child abuse here.
He's going to get hit by a car.
Very okay, maybe not.
Oh!
Whoa! They're fighting a one-armed woman.
And losing.
Exactly. Yeah. Has-
oh!
So they couldn't take on a gorilla.
They couldn't.
Yeah.
No.
Men's Central Jail. They've been stuck in jail for 33 days and wearing those clothes.
In the same clothes?
They weren't allowed to shower or anything.
They've been all in there like,
come over here and kiss me on my hot mouth.
I don't want to know what happened to these poor twink looking boys in jail.
I can tell you.
No! I've watched Oz, I know.
And BC.
JK Simmons should be in this movie.
You know Shermanator was the bitch.
Yeah. Yes. He's a ginger, he has no soul.
Will Friedle has the T-boy haircut, and oh!
What?
Oh my
god!
And that's Fran Fine's mum!
It is!
Why are they robbing people?
Why are they dressed as a nun and a rabbi?
I think they might be deaf Mordecai. Wait a minute. You're not Mordecai? Pop a cap in
your ass. You can see the glue holding his beard.
Yes.
Oh, Louise! Oh! That's how Louise... Louise taught Toby how to ectoplasm.
Yes!
Oh my god.
It all makes sense now. And they're back in jail again. Aren't they on parole?
I don't know. Yes, you're a fool. I think they have... conditions like in Australia, you just get bail for anything. Oh, he's got tattoos. He got jail tattoos.
He's got ew.
Oh, they're taking shits together. Wait.
You know.
Wouldn't they just have to share one toilet? I don't think they have two toilets in a cell.
This is jail in LA.
Oh, ad. That damn Willem scream.
So, Bede, can we confirm that Louise taught Toby how to ectoplasm in everyone's face?
We'll have to ask her when she comes into the show.
Oh, fuck off election ads. We don't care.
This bitch killed Harambe. Building industry watchdog against tougher laws to stop. Turn this shit down. I don't want to hear this.
Yeah, guys, I didn't win Prime Minister of Canada. I got some bad news.
Well, I'll tell you next episode if I won Prime Minister of Australia.
But it's probably a good thing because I got the church thing going on still. So this is Champions is still church. It is no longer a gentleman's club. This is a holy building where sexy Anthony nuns get naked.
What is that fucking noise? Is an ad on?
I don't know. I didn't do it. I don't hear anything. Do you guys hear anything?
I'm waiting for the ad to finish before I answer anything. I gotta give a timestamp.
Dude, fuck that orange. He fucked that up. He fucked it up.
Why are we always getting tangerine ads? Okay, 806. Yes!
Yes!
Hello, everyone. It's the star of this movie, Louise.
Hang up,
it's me.
Hang up.
No, hang up. You can't hang me up.
It's the intercom, damn it.
Your religion.
I kicked you out 2 weeks ago. Why are you here still, Louise?
Why is that Timo Jim Hackman?
That's Team Dackman, Bossy, and Ola Nagi. But anyway, so yes, Addies, I'm in this movie. I told Bane he's haven't done a movie starring me in a while, so that's why he picked it. Our money, our inheritance.
We have nothing left. Louise, why is your wig so bad in this movie?
Oh, hottie, sweetie, Harambe, sweetie.
She's an old broad now.
Harambe.
Colin. Sweetheart, darling. Well, first of all, I got the wig because I stole it from Bane's wig collection.
But Louise, did you teach Toby to ectoplasm in people's faces, like we saw in this movie?
Oh, honey, yes. I mean, remember that when he first appeared on your show, he didn't do any ectoplasming, and then all of a sudden he started doing it?
No, all I remember is ectoplasm the second that he showed up.
Mm-hmm. Well, he started doing that after when he and I got together.
Check it out.
So I had to show him the way because, you know, I mean, the best couples are the ones that are ectoplasm together.
If you say so, Louise.
Is that one of your favorite dresses and your favorite pairs?
Oh, honey, yes, but unfortunately my favorite dress is the one from Blood Rage, so I had to wear this one. And also, I mean, it's not my favorite dress. Because it needs a bit more red wine stains and pumpkin pie stains and ectoplasm stains on it, but it's still pretty good. Who does?
So do we have to put you down for an award for this movie, like in contention?
Yes.
No, I think there's something we've added to the bylines because she's already won two of them. She can't win another one.
Oh, honey, but I'm a legend. You'll have to nominate me. I'm like Meryl Streep.
Listen, Louise. You know who's a legend? Harambe.
Harambe.
Just get the fuck out of here.
What if, Colin, I told you I'll get my new honey bunch, Bob, the serious lawyer, to take that family that got Harambe killed to court?
Don't worry. I'm planning on killing them anyway. They killed a national treasure like Harambe.
That's fair enough, but I'll be back. Anyways, I'll let you guys go so you can look at Will Friedle's hair. And also Shermanator's, like, weird boy haircut that I gave him, and I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
She has no idea that Bob's really a Ninja Terminator Tubby's lawyer, right? Say your goodbyes
to these pathetic losers. I don't think she knows that Bob the Serious Lawyer is also the sugar daddy of the Stephanies.
Yeah.
But at the same time, though, it's like Bob is very conflicted as a person about... Because he really likes the wheat.
Oh my god, what the
fuck? Why are they dressed up like they're going to a prom in the 70s?
In the 70s?
Colin, you need one of those seats.
Easy.
Nice. I got a bad feeling about it. And Will Friedle's looks like a more upscale version of the Canadian tuxedo.
Hmm. Oh my god, one of them is gonna fuck Louise in this movie. I know it.
But the question is, which one? It's gonna be Shermanator,
isn't
it? It's
Shermanator. We gotta be real. It's gonna be the Shermanator.
Yeah, Eric Matthews would do nothing of the sort.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. And Miss
Munt? Munt? Wait a minute, their last name's Munt, so they own the condoms that we saw earlier?
Oh, wait, they have like an ocelot condom business?
I think so.
Look at that rug.
It matches that painting on the wall.
I think we could ask Uncle Vic Grum about that because he's in charge of the ocelots at the church. So,
yes. Now, this is Cravenology. That's what it's called, right? Craven's religion, isn't it?
Yes. Hold on, where is he at?
Hey, I'm back. Yeah, Cravenology, it's the new religion. It's not a cult. Not a cult at all. Not a tax scam. It is for self-help and believing in oneself.
Mm-hmm.
And being awesome at everything.
So, Craven, is it?
Whoa!
Oh, hey now.
Oh, sexy
Whoa,
Renee Taylor.
Louise.
Oh, Louise
I can
is just
make some
like...
money with them. I mean,
Louise is just like almost like a character in Blood Rage with that hair.
And well, now my boner is gone away.
Oh, Louise has like got those. She's licking her lips. She wants that Shermanator dick. Which of you two elegant gentlemen
is Cal? She should be wearing the red dress, though.
Yes. I think this movie needs to be up for best for best fashion as well. Look at
yeah,
these outfits.
We might have to put it for best fashion.
And hair.
Oh, I love chocolate, honey.
Did he just bow at Louise?
Oh, my daughter's
Don't bow to that woman.
I'll be back.
For fuck's sake, dickhead.
I love how she changed her wig, and now she looks worse than she did before.
Yeah, but does she look better or worse with the blonde hair? For a,
sake martini? Neither. My boner's gone.
Oh. Don't tell anyone you're not into the ocelots.
No.
Do you realize that this is a big problem?
It is.
So are they meant to be sisters?
I think so.
Listen, they're going to have to take a lot of fucking blue chew to get it up for these.
This is just like one of Bede's dates.
Oh.
What? You have dates?
Shut up, Colin.
I'm telling you, we got to do the AI relationship advice show.
Yes.
I just want to say I feel terrible about what I did to your testicles.
Sound drop.
That's what we have to get that sound bite.
Timestamp. Yeah.
Hold on, let me take a photo. Then I won't forget. You boys like ah, shit. There we go. 15-minute mark. Okay. How far we're in, Jesus.
Oh, honey, do you want a piece of my candy ass?
That just reminds me of the candy canes at Christmas at my grandma's house. She would never change
together.
Them out.
Yeah,
she would never change them out, and you would just like try to eat it, and it was like the softest shit ever.
I think every grandparent had those types of lollies in their house.
Oh, like the hard, stuck together candy that
only get eaten when you come over because they don't eat it either.
Yeah, and then they carry them in their purse. The strawberry ones with the like goop in the middle. Oh,
how does it feel to be out and about?
Well, the chocolate mint ones are tight though.
I'll give you that. The Rolos, yeah, those are fire.
So why are they visiting them? I'm so confused.
I think their plan is, based on what I've read about the plot of this movie, their plan is to, since they know they're rich, they plan on wanting to, well, marry them and also kill them.
They're just criminals. She just called them molesters.
They're not molesters. Yeah. They're criminals, Marcy. Oh, that cleavage is just getting higher and higher on Renee Taylor.
It is.
See, we've Will Friedle. That's why you shouldn't eat those lollies whole.
It's gonna... is he choking?
I think so. He's going all red.
Look at his face.
Oh,
he's gonna throw it. Oh,
there we go. He just gave himself his own Heimlich maneuver.
All I can think about is the Kim Possible song. Like, dun, 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 dun.
She put it back in the bowl.
Down the hall and to the right. Oh, and don't forget to lift the seat because we would hate to have any tinkle on our tushies.
Ew! Unless it's Toby's ectoplasm.
Apparently we need to just soundbite all of Louise's lines in this movie.
Yes. Yes.
Listen, honeys, I need a cigarette.
Mary, Betty, and Doris.
There we go. There's the plane.
What sisters? The two from out there in the...
Hello, everyone. It's me, Sandy Friction. I haven't been on the show for a while. Oh. I just wanted... Oh. I wanted you to know I did the real Louise Lasses of all her dubbing in this movie.
Oh, okay. Well, it's nice to see you, Sandy Friction. We thought you might have died, like, during the robot apocalypse.
No, Louise did push me in front of the way of a robot blast, but I ducked at the last minute and it missed me. I don't know why she'd do that. She's my best friend.
Well, you know, I mean, she knew that she, as her best friend, you would take a laser beam for her.
I mean, I would.
Even if it was by force or not. Well, it's good to see you, Sandy Friction.
Yeah, does anybody know, like, an NTT? I keep getting these texts from this guy that says, help me. Where are you guys? I don't know who this guy is. Why is he texting me?
Oh, NTT. Oh, that's Ninja Terminator 2, but he's sending you texts.
Yeah, like, where is he? Like, I haven't seen him since we all beat the champions.
He's been kidnapped, and we haven't gone looking for him.
Yet.
You want me to go get him? I can go get him. I know where he is.
Want. Well, I mean, if you want to, we're not going to say no.
Well, somebody better to keep that storyline going, so.
Well, yes, I mean, yes. Go out as a search party, find out where he is, and then report back to us so we can go on a rescue mission.
Oh, I love what they did with the walls here and all the stained glass paintings at Craven. When has this place become a church?
Yeah, it's kind of just popped up like that in the last 2 weeks, all of a sudden. I think Craven's doing it personally, just so, like, because he knows if he was going to get kicked out of his club, so now he's turned it into a religious site, so he can't get kicked out.
That's smart.
I don't know how much it's going to work, but we shall see.
Oh, Chad's grandma hasn't complained.
Well, as long as it's not a sex cult.
Well, that is true.
Because I've been in two of those, and I'm not going to join a third.
I hope not two. I hope not two.
Look, I'm going to write a book one day. How not to get tricked into two sex cults by Sandy Friction.
Dude, these old bitches don't even have money. What the fuck?
They just want to get laid. Oh. 2056.
Paris Island, South Carolina. The United States Marine Corps Recruit Depot.
Okay.
It's an ad for Max on Tubi.
Oh, fuck off, little ads. Ugh, I'm muting. Fuck off. We're not listening to your bullshit.
I care. Okay. I care.
I honestly can't wait for this fucking week to be over.
Oh my God. I hate the fucking election.
Actually, you know what? I'm looking forward to the next 2 weeks because I know the next week, regardless of the result,
people will win anyway.
Yeah,
Canada is completely fucked, by the way. Like, the Liberals won back in. They were completely fucked.
Our old man was a real film buff. He built this himself back in the late 30s.
It's not too loud, is it? No. Where did they get the popcorn? That's used today by
practically... I want popcorn.
They got it from the toilet. Toilet
paper? Well, where they were in the toilet. Where did they suddenly get popcorn?
It was in the toilet.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It had to have been in the toilet.
I mean, I would want to get that popcorn because I have a feeling it was probably like, oh!
What is happening?
They're watching a... What? It's a silent movie!
Of course it is. Fucking Louise Lasser's in it.
That's how old she is.
You know, they could probably revamp National Lampoon in 2025 into actually something good.
Well, that's the thing. I think at this point, pretty much like, wait a second. So these condoms came from sausage wrapping?
Yep.
Ew! That's
But no. You know that, like, back then it's intestines, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Animal intestines.
Let's make it small.
What do you think the lambskin fucking condom's made out of?
Meanwhile, reading a copy of Successful Farming. Oh!
Why has he got a Hitler moustache?
It's the 20s.
Look at his hairy chest.
Spare reciprocal?
I begged you to see a doctor. Oh!
Oh!
Oh! I don't think that's
8 seconds later.
That's about right.
In their separate beds, of course.
That condom is like way too big for him. Suppose he could reuse it.
Oh, dude, you're reusing condoms? Disgusting.
Ew.
And that's how condoms are invented, according to this movie.
And then they just flash fry it and it becomes pork rinds.
Whip out of the salt.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
I broke Marcy.
You broke Colin.
Dude, there's too much sodium. I couldn't eat that shit. Get out of here.
Mind you, it's ecto-sodium. They got the condoms out. You want to put this on, honey? That's a sock. That's not even a condom.
It looks like a sock. I don't even want to look at it. It's gross.
Dude, how many times do you think that's been used? Like, just look at it.
It's like it can't bend. It's been used so many times.
It's hard from sperm. It's hard from cum. That's all it is. It's just so hard.
Do you think that's how they still sell the condoms like that?
Ew.
Oh. Is it just me? Fucking ectoplasm hand. Do you boys feel something magical is taking place? No.
Bede, how many subscribers for all of these outfits?
You know what? I'll do a 4 costume deal.
Oh.
And we'll do I'll do about 6 more subscribers. Oh!
Yep, she's dating Shermanator. I knew it.
Louise was sucky as fub. Oh.
Oh.
Oh, that's her own face.
I kind of want that picture.
She saves that for Toby.
There's too many. Oh, and she died.
She got ectoplasmed again.
Yes.
She. Oh. I'm disturbed.
You know you're turned on, Bede.
Uh-oh.
Oh my god, they're playing Twister.
Louise is manspreading.
She is. Oh, she's eating Shermanator.
I got my Louise Lasser dress on.
Oh my god.
That is the greatest thing I've ever seen, and everyone needs to sign up to the Eat Super Network Patreon to watch right the now. Video of Colin,
what
Colin
step is this?
In that dress.
What? The what step is it?
Yeah, what step is this?
The 13th step. It's the gay step.
Okay. They're smoking weed. I know those things you don't usually smoke weed in, but in this movie they are.
No, that's a hookah. They don't do that.
They should be careful because it looks a bit like the evil bong.
He kind of does.
Colin,
why are you gay?
Yeah.
Look at.
I had to. You challenged Bede. I had to save him.
Okay.
Oh, Louise is wearing like, what is it? Like a homemaker's outfit? What is that?
I don't know.
She's a maid. She's a cleaner.
Do you think she's Alice in Wonderland right now?
I feel too chicky in this. I gotta get
out. Yeah, there you go.
We'll put that dress up as a prize for our 200th episode.
I will 100% mail that to somebody. If somebody wants this, I will sign it and give it to them.
We'll add it as a prize.
If nothing else, this episode's going to give Louise some new art outfits for the AI art.
Yes.
Are they getting married?
Yes.
So the rest of the movie is going to be them trying to kill them, isn't it?
Yes. Look at that. Look at Terminator's wedding attire.
Look at that suit in the background.
What is that outfit?
Yeah, this is definitely a best fashion nominee. There's way too many good looks in this movie.
Dude, I love how they hit the whole black church there just singing just for and their dancing, wedding. Having a good old time.
Just have a good time at this wedding.
So they
and he's
so
drinking
last year doesn't get called racist.
Ray's not here today so far. I mean, has anyone ordered anything from Ray recently? Because
we haven't heard from racist lately. That's one kind of love. There's love between two
women. That's another kind of love. I like the best kind. Yeah.
Hey, he's down for the same sex love. This minister.
That's
this
racist.
Is racist.
That was racist as fuck, dude. Ah.
Well, the wedding people
monkey
are just
love.
Racist.
Harambe, monkey love, Harambe.
That's racist, bitch.
Just scroll down to the legal mumbo jumbo. Whatever you want, mama.
Well, he is drinking on the job.
Will Friedle's outfit's even more of a prom outfit.
Look at his like.
Somebody find me that suit. Jeez.
I love the fact that Will Friedle's got the teen boy haircut and Shermanator has the fucking bowl haircut. They're the two most common haircuts in this series.
No, they're just the most common haircuts we see in movies on Tubi.
Dude, look at his nose hairs, by the way.
Why is there a person in like big stilts in the background? Look!
it's
a clown!
It's because this wedding and marriage is a circus, okay? Yes. That's what
literally!
It is. Yeah. God damn it, this racism is killing me inside.
It's also racist.
First of all, I mean, second of all, we weren't invited to this wedding, so we're going to have to, like, at least be angry about it. And also, we want to speak up justice for Harambe.
Second of all, I just wanted to say that I was invited, but he wasn't, but I brought him as my plus one.
Yeah.
And also,
sucking noise. Why are there clowns here?
And also, free Louise from Shermanator.
Why is there a leprechaun at this wedding?
That's Warwick Davis, Marcy.
That's racist.
Listen, there's a leprechaun there so that they can have all races included at this wedding, so it's not racist.
In fact, it was the most unracist wedding.
Oh, I don't like this next scene that's coming up on Donkey's
Old
Lane.
Also, free
Harambe.
Bye.
Free Harambe.
Yeah, I think
they need to blow horns in again. I kicked him out of this church twice. It's too loud. You can't have the bright horns in the church.
Oh my god, there's a red rotary phone next to Louise's head.
Oh no, I don't need to see Louise Lasso have sex. I've had seen that too many times. I'm out.
Renee Taylor's about to mount Terry McGinnis.
Does his shirt say fuck? Because that's
hilarious. Whoa!
Oh!
What is happening?
Oh! This is what happens in Louise and Toby's room when the lights are out.
Oh!
Terminator, be all like,
he needs some milk!
She's gonna give him some milk.
You know what? You know what, Louise? I hate to
do
this.
Oh my god, what?
You know what, Louise?
fucking hell, what are we watching?
Hold on, she's gonna take her teeth out and fucking lick it off of them.
You know what, Louise?
That's how you get ants in your vagina.
You know where she's gonna put that banana, right?
Yeah. You know what Louise is thinking right now?
I got you for 3 minutes.
Oh!
3 minutes of
pizza. Oh no!
You knew that was coming. He's got. Oh,
thank you. It's in his mouth. All right.
Guys, how we always said we don't want to know what happened. You guys, you know how we always said we don't want to know what happens on the 18th floor? This is what happens on the 18th floor.
The 18th floor.
That's the ocelot floor.
Yes.
Oh my god.
I'm disturbed. What is going on?
I've never been.
I had a red rotary phone next to her bed.
Oh! Renee Taylor's face just then.
I've never been so turned on in my life.
I'm gonna come.
I am gonna come.
Spew!
Ew! Louise has got ectoplasm all over her mouth.
So that's what sex is like, Louise.
It is.
Dude, she ate out his ass. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, Vikram, how much for that treatment for a night with one of your ocelots?
There's the $40.
$40. Oh,
all you can eat buffet for $40.
Okay. How now? Both at the same time? Is that 80? Or 65?
We let you shit on us for 65.
Okay.
I don't spit ever, Vikram, and I spit.
Oh shit!
Wait, how did they die?
They died from happiness.
I actually spat. I don't know how I feel about this. Thanks, Colin.
And I'm so glad. Finally. 28-1.
How did they die?
They had the best night of their lives, and then they died. Well, Louise died, obviously, due to all the fucking, sweets that she had eating off Sherminator's body.
Louise had diabetes.
I was about to say, she got diabetes.
She got the diabetes. Hey.
Diabetes.
Somebody
are they really dead? Out, are they really know. Dead? They're still like 50 minutes or so of this movie.
Maybe there's a twist.
Is this is this part of Craven's Church decor?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Not enough leopard print in purple.
And somehow Sherminator has gotten like at least younger. He's like 6 years old now.
You know, it's so like. And his haircut looks even more like a bowl cut.
It does.
Yeah, baby. Oh, come here.
Aww. Within
minutes of time. Oh,
come here. Aww.
Why are you all wet? The girls
in their 130. Colin's got a wet pussy!
It's this movie.
Boo. Boo. Did somebody say Colin's wet pussy? Shit. Hello, everybody.
Stop, kitten. You're fine, baby.
Now, Toby, we learned a lot about Louise and your sex life in this movie.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Well, first of all, I mean, when Louise signed on to this movie, she was like, the sex scene between me and Sherminator needs to be 100% realistic. So basically, she showed all the filmmakers mine and her love tapes. And they replicated our sexy time in this movie.
Now, was this when you possessed Ninja Terminator 2B, so that way you could actually have the proper three-way, or?
Oh, I mean, Ninja Terminator 2B was there, but I did a lot of the ectoplasmy, and Ninja Terminator 2B just sort of, like, just watched, because, you know, he likes to watch.
Okay.
This that is one based. Of Colin's part.
Yeah, right. I wish.
Her name is Candy. Candy. Sweet.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, there's a lot of women in bikinis. Bikinis.
No.
I'm trying.
Tell me what's your secret. Toby, what's your secret? What's your secret, Toby?
Oh, my secret.
What's the secret between you and Alexandria? Everyone wants to know.
No.
Just tell.
Works every time.
It works.
Oh,
hey now.
Isn't that the sexy one of the boss?
Yes.
Miss Tara Reid.
No, it's Nikki Ziering, Ian Ziering's ex-wife. Hello.
Calm down. It's like you've never seen a woman before.
I haven't.
In a long time, yeah.
Oh, side booby fair.
When was the last time you had passionate sex?
With an ocelot. You will...
No, never. Booty fair.
Booty fair, yes. Marcy, you gotta play the sound. The sound, though.
Oh, hold on.
Tushy fair.
I haven't even looked at the soundboard today.
Well, I know it would help to ease my pain.
So, everyone, when was the last time you had passionate sex that wasn't yourself, or was it yourself?
I mean, yesterday. With myself.
I've been sick, so.
Yeah. Bede's got no comment.
Oh! Hello.
But Bede is the only one who's actually married on this podcast.
Yeah, Bede.
Damn, I saw her insides.
it was all a dream.
Oh, touche. All right, touche.
Okay, the movie's got me back now.
It was all a dream.
Like, Louise can't be out of this movie yet.
Meanwhile, one hot month later. Louise is spreading again. She's Louise spreading. Ew, I can see Sherman's junk.
I suppose he gets one too.
Dude, Sherman's shirt looks like fucking drywall. Like spackle paint.
It looks like asbestos.
Yeah. That's what happened to fucking Corey's brother's nose.
Does anyone want to see what's up my skirt? Let me do my best Marilyn Monroe.
Oh God, my god.
It's probably like a grilled cheese sandwich down there, and it's still.
Why do people only put sunscreen on their nose and not their whole
face? I don't know.
For comedic value.
Yes. Where's my daughter friend?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Listen, how is Eric going from that hot redhead that's in porns to this nasty ocelot? All right.
I was gonna say, isn't like Eric's like girlfriend on the show? Like she's in porn now? Like real?
Yeah, dude.
For real?
It's legit. Like it's dece. Like,
who's me?
Yes.
We can see her bum.
Wait, oh,
who's
no.
porn star? What? What have
Maitland
I missed?
Ward.
Okay, so you know the later seasons of Boy Meets World when they go to college and like Eric is in college and he meets that redhead and they move in together and then they start dating or whatever. Well, anyway, that redhead is now in porn. She does porn.
Like she does cinema.
Porn. Oh, she's not dead.
Oh yeah, just cinema. Cinema.
This is cinema.
Cinema with an S.
Yeah. And a P and an O and an R and an N.
And a fire crotch.
You have to kill him. Oh, there's no fire crotch. There's nothing there.
There's no hair. You can't tell.
Yeah, you can't tell.
It doesn't match Shermanator's hair. I don't know why Shermanator even has sunscreen on his nose.
Did he
He's
have
already
that
pale.
There before?
He did, yes. Oh. But he looks way more pale. She's sucking the
lifeblood out of me. I'm telling you. I don't know. Drastic, like soon,
you're gonna be scattering my ashes to the wind. Batch, I think you need that Hawaiian shirt.
I think I do too.
I should quite like that Hawaiian shirt. I'm gonna be real with you. Help me
snuff out the girls. Oh, now they're gonna kill them.
So here comes the plan all along.
Yep, here comes the an ad for Tubi.
and it's Public Enemies.
4201. We're halfway through-ish.
Yes. You know what I saw, like, I was on the Australian Tubi today? I saw a Shudder original movie on Tubi Australia.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of them, yeah.
Okay. I mean a legit original, like not something like that they bought out and just
got of
like ones they produced themselves.
Okay.
It was like VHS 94 is on Tubi Australia.
Okay.
So maybe we can finally do Shudder. We could do Shudder Sundays.
I'm not. Get Tangerine. Because I told you, all I've been doing is looking for Harambe shit, and I found the perfect Harambe shirt.
You need a Harambe shirt.
I'm going to look
I
up.
I found it. I'm about to send it to you guys. Hold on.
Colin, go to ChatGPT and start making Harambe art.
Oh, my God.
Make like a wanted poster for Harambe, like a classic, like an old-timey Western one.
Oh,
dude, look at this shirt.
Oh, fuck off with this political ad. You're going on mute.
At the time this episode airs, it would have all already been over.
Yeah, that's why we're muting it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
All I have to say about politics is,
why is everyone so fucking stupid?
Trust me, I feel it.
Yes.
Oh my God! This one says "Good night, sweet prince."
Oh, Harambe!
Dipwit's Guide to Murder. Why do they even want to commit murder when they can just? Oh no! Now they want to murder them too.
They want to kill. Yeah.
They want to kill them, and they want to kill them.
Guys.
It's Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
I have to tell you something.
Oh, what?
So, I was on one of those floors, and it was a lab and all sorts of stuff going on, and... Well, anyway, something was created, and you may as well find out what it was.
Uh-oh.
Hello, it's Baby Marcy.
Oh.
Oh, we got another baby on the show.
Oh, hello, Baby Marcy.
Hi, I'm a crying Baby Marcy.
Oh. Oh, hello, clone Baby Marcy.
I'm very little and short, but...
But are you sure there's a regular Marcy? Ow, my ankle! Ow! She's biting my ankles.
What the fuck is going on?
Stop it! Stop it!
Wow.
You know I never read the label?
She bit me on the ankle.
I don't know who that girl is, but I like her style. Hi, Craven. Permanent coma or something. Hi, Baby Marcy. Permanent body. I mean, who knows with a coma? Ankle is big. Want to see cool magic trick? Yeah.
That's the genius of it. It's completely fire's mixtape.
Yeah. Ow! Ow! Oh, that's my nose!
See how it screams when you punch him in the nose? Isn't that rad?
Ow! Ow!
Okay, Baby Craven, leave Beat alone, and Baby Marcy, don't follow any instructions from Baby Craven when he tells you to hurt Beat over and over.
And also, Yeah. Ow! That's my other ankle! Ow!
We gotta get Martha back stat.
We're gonna have to do something, and I hope Baby Boobalini doesn't find out about Baby Marcy, because, you know, she has a little crush on Baby Craven, too.
Unfortunately, Baby Boobalini's not here. Baby Boobalini, if you can believe it, is actually the mud wrestling champion right now.
Yes.
Defending the title.
Well, she has possessed a few people recently, so.
But yeah, be careful of the floor on this church that has all the sciencey stuff, because you might get a clone baby.
Yes.
Oh no, they're gonna accidentally kill the gardener.
Isn't that the... Oh, my God. They're going to kill everybody else. That's including racist.
Marcy, you found the cloning. Can't fade the cloning tanks. Nobody's supposed to know about that, Marcy.
Oh, nothing happened. There's no baby Marcy.
No baby Marcy at all. No, this is a church. This is a religious institution. There's no ocelot orgies on level 18 anymore. There's no cloning tanks on level 16. And everything is above board, if anybody asks.
I've always been much more of a passion fruit iced tea.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys think I could be the new pope? I hope there's an opening.
Yeah. Maybe.
Well,
I could be the prime minister, but Pope Graven, Papa Graven. Oh, I like Papa Graven. Yeah.
So is that mean you're going to be starting your own conclave, or is it like to call it a concraven?
Concraven.
Oh, God damn it, Bede. Kids, come in here. Bede's gonna play with you some more.
Why are all the babies and fucking ghost cats? Oh, that was my toe.
She just bites them.
She just bites my ankles. Ow! She's a literal ankle biter.
What?
Oh, and the gardener died.
I also just happen to be the same height as regular Marcy because she's baby size.
Oh, I was gonna say, like, aren't you the same size as
her? Thank you, Marcy.
That's racist.
That's racist.
Damn it, John Cena. I hope that's literally the running gag, is when either party is trying to kill the other, but they end up killing everybody else around them.
I'm so high right now.
Louise is dressed up like she's 7 years old. And Shermaner has finally gone back to his 6-year-old form with that outfit.
Yes, he has.
You should know that he absolutely loved your lemonade.
Can you hear me? Because my normal microphone is so.
Oh, yeah, we can hear you now. Could he shape a bush?
If that's all clear, I'll just have to sound like shit for the rest of the episode.
Oh, that's sound fine.
Ew!
As long as I'm being picked up on it. Are they all sleeping in bed together?
I can see Louise's ass!
We know that she manspreads!
I saw her undies! Ew!
Beta, you're right. Baby Marcy's a bit mean.
I know. I think my ankles are bleeding. My nose is bleeding. My ankles are bleeding.
You gotta be careful.
I'm trying, but the babies and ghost cat are always after me. Showman is about to head off the school because he has to go to year four.
I got ice cream.
Ooh. Ice cream's always good for when you feel sick.
Are you sure this is going to work? This baby is a can't miss. We're sure to get at least one of them.
Hope it's been... Hello.
Oh, no.
It's me, Martha.
Oh, Martha, how did you get inside?
Martha, you're not a robot, but...
I'm a robot.
She's trying to pretend to be human, guys. That's what they're doing at the moment.
Kill it!
I'm roboticizing you.
I love Tom Jones. That's a good fucking shirt, too.
Martha, we need you back. We got two kids here now. Bede's not going to survive another episode. Please come back to us.
Please save us robots from AI Louise.
Oh, I Martha, are you defecting from Martha?
No, but from you AI have Louise? To save us.
We'll try.
I gotta go. Bye.
Interesting.
Listen, your Lord and Savior, Robot Harambe, is gonna come and save
Harambe. Was Martha's voice broken, or?
Yeah,
I think so.
She was scared.
I think she was pretending to be human, so that way AI Louise couldn't see her.
That makes sense. At least, does this work? Oh, that works.
Yes.
I don't know. Everything on my recording has gone fucked up.
Uh-oh. It's okay, Marcy.
But yes, the robots are pretending to be human to try and escape AI Louise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We might have to investigate this.
Mm.
Yeah, I took you so long. Did you get the prunes? Please, tell me you got the prunes.
Aren't you ladies usually showered and ready to take on the day by this point?
Well, the drain's all clogged again. One of you sheds like a dog.
I still don't understand. What does that have to do with you guys taking a shower this morning?
Who's ringing?
Hello?
Hello.
Yo.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Future Louise.
Hey, Future Louise.
Yes, so I had to call because...
Wait, who died?
Well, somebody did. Oh, that person must have watched our sex tape that Toby and I did.
Oh, was it the gardener or the other guy?
Oh, I should say my ex, Toby.
Whoa. Oh, that wasn't Louise.
Whoa, ex. Whoa, bombshell.
I can't tell you why that is, but you're going to find out soon enough. And there's a rattlesnake. A snake just like Toby.
Oh, she's mad.
Is Toby a snake?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Oh, I am mad, honeys. I am very, very fucking mad.
Whoa, are you wearing that outfit?
Oh, I am wearing that outfit, honey, and I'll tell you this. Since I'm from the future, I have more clues on what you need to do.
Okay.
First of all, you gotta get Craven out of that club, and you gotta get me out of that club, and he's gotta go find Ninja Terminator Tubi.
Well, I'm eating ice cream right now, Louise. But I'll get on that once I stop.
I mean, you can do that afterwards.
Okay.
That's right.
And also, let's just say Harambe may be the key of what's going to be how to feed AI Louise.
Harambe?
Yes. Or at least somebody who's a close associate of Harambe. But, you know, that's beside the point. That's the only thing I can say.
Uh-oh. Was it that kid that should have died besides Harambe?
Look at this snake. It's just like a predatory, real, like, serial killer type snake. Look at him.
It's a snake that bit the dog.
Oh,
it was a snake that bit a trouser snake.
That was terrible, Louise.
What? Leave me alone. I'm from the future. Anyways, though... Yes, you gotta get me out. You gotta. Oh, look at that! Those undies.
Why is he touching his dick? Oh, yeah, he got bit in the dick. Sorry.
Yeah. So, anyways, yes, you gotta get both Kramer and me out of that club very soon, and you've gotta go on a rescue mission.
We are 53:48. All right, we'll get on to that maybe in a little bit, Louise.
Okay, no worries. Well, I gotta get going because the Time Lords are listening. So I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
All right, bye. Oh, we're back. 53:48.
You can do it.
You can do it.
This is like a Mr. and old Mrs. Smith.
Yeah, what even is this? Why do they want to kill them? I'm so confused.
Oh, well, the thing is, they're out of money. I mean, the young guys think that they're still rich.
Yes.
So they think they want to kill them so they can inherit the money, but they don't realize they're actually poor now, so they're trying to kill them so they can get the insurance on,
right.
on their deaths.
Okay.
Wearing the sunglasses at night.
Wait, it says Rena Rifle is in this movie, and I don't know if I've spotted her.
I think I might have spotted her because I saw a woman in the background that had similar hair.
She was a fantasy girl.
We might have to keep a lookout for her in the background.
I must have missed it.
Yeah.
One, two.
Do you want to? Do you want one? Can I just read this one sentence review of this movie?
They got guns!
Whoa!
Oh!
Why are they blindfolded?
Louise! They all took their shooting lessons from the security geese!
Totally.
Can I just read this one sentence review of this movie from Letterboxd?
Yes.
It just says, I lost my virginity using a promotional condom for this movie.
This is a weird John Woo movie.
Why were they shooting the same bed?
Because they thought one of the other was sleeping in it.
Now they've worked out they both want to kill each other?
I guess so.
I'm confused. Is it because they sleep in the same bed for some reason, all four
I think so, yes.
Well, she really likes her cream and bananas.
I mean, well, she ran out of pumpkin pie, so she has to have maple syrup and pancakes.
Look how much margarine is on there.
I know.
Can we make sure, like, can we check her for diabetes?
I think we're going to have to.
We might have to, like, send a message to, like, Louise.
I might have to, actually. Why?
Yes, why? Can they be both, like, support? Actually, would they be best actress or supporting actress?
Ooh, that's a good question. You know what? I'm going to say we need more female leads and also supporting. So I'm going to say they could be up for lead.
Yeah, I reckon they should both be on it together.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
To be fair. What? Actually, do we have any best actress? Oh, yeah, we do. I'm putting them both down, though.
You tried to kill me.
Because if they do, you know, pass the cut, they can both be up for it.
It was never an afterthought. I planned on killing you right from the beginning. Oh, how romantic.
How romantic.
And my ass is little, and my breasts
are... I'm actually going to put these two guys down as best actor contenders.
Yes.
Because I actually think there is some quality in their acting in these movies. In this movie. Although I don't know how to spell Wolf Rydell, so I'm going to go slowly.
Definitely.
Don't they have, like, a podcast about the show?
Yeah, they do.
But they also interview people? Because, like, they had Danhausen on it the other week.
Yeah, well, I know they have, their own podcast on Boy Meets World.
Yeah, but they interview people, too.
Yeah, like, people who were on the show and other people.
Because they had Danhausen, but they had Tiffany Stratton on there.
Oh, really?
And it's like, Tiffany Stratton is, like, 25. She wasn't born when Boy Meets World even came out.
It's because they were on WrestleFest. They're at WrestleFest.
Mm. Yeah.
And there's going to be a Topanga Danhausen action figure coming out.
That would be actually sick.
Oh, it's hilarious. Google it.
Come here then.
She's giving out Ginger Lynn Lassa vibes.
Very much is. Is that all you got? Huh?
Come on, Betty. Right here, Betty. Come on. Right here, Betty. Hung like a Betty.
Whoa.
Oh! How would she know that? Ew! You're gonna fight me? I'm a woman. I'm practically in my 50s. It would have been more hilarious if she said I'm a woman in my 40s.
She's in 30s. She's a hard Canadian 30.
That's a hard Canadian 30, yes.
Look at how precious little Louise looks.
She's still going for that, like,
I think she does. She really like Shermanator.
I'm gonna say maybe. Yes,
I think, and they're also really in love.
And you know what else?
Diabetes.
I think they're really into each other.
I think they are. Louise, oh my god, Louise is having an affair with Shermanator. I said, it's all tender now. I'm into this movie.
Do you believe in that? Do
you believe in love.
I don't want anyone real special.
Aww.
No.
She's not special.
She did not mean to be not special.
Oh my god, she loves him. Guys, Louise has been having an affair with the Shermanator all this time.
God damn it.
Louise now has a secret that Toby doesn't know.
It's true.
But we do. For fuck's sake,
God, no, they both call this episode.
What?
Hello, everyone. It's me, Louise. Well, first of all, yes, I was talking about Toby. I'm on the apps with Toby, and I can confirm I met someone special and also younger in the future.
Is it Shermanator?
I cannot confirm or deny it's Shermanator because, you know, the Time Lords and that, but you'll find out soon enough.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, I'm going to get going, and also...
Whoa, she kicked his ass!
And also...
As long as it's not Chad.
Yeah, I know. But anyways, though, I gotta get going because I gotta go clone Harambe, so I'll talk to you all later. Bye. Oh,
that's so nice.
They are really in love.
See, this is what happens. When you try to kill someone, eventually you just fall in love.
Look at how much in love they are. It's adorable. I think I might be all right with this relationship as long as the Shermanator doesn't ectoplasm on us.
Just regular ejaculation from him. She's in,
all right. Yeah, but do you think he, like, spews ropes out, or...?
He ejaculates nerd sperm.
don't say that! There's been voices in my head. They talk to me.
It's the backwards hat.
Yes.
They're telling me to flush the nerd.
You know, somebody's got a point.
Damn it. How the hell can your Uncle Walt just go and steal all your money like that?
Mossy.
See, that's the voice in my head.
Mossy, flush the nerds.
Go away, Blue Zuzu. Stop annoying Mossy.
Big, this is a holy temple. You must obey, Blue Zuzu.
No, I will not. I will not.
Don't tell Krim, but this is a temple to worship me. I tricked him.
Blue Zuzu, should I flush B?
Oh, B is a giant nerd. Flush B.
No, Marcy, don't do that. No, Marcy, no. I've already gone through enough trauma this episode.
I'm sorry, you're flushed.
No! That's breaking
What was that, Blue Zuzu? This is my house. This is not your house.
Breaking and exiting.
You mean Rob, Uncle?
Yeah, fuck off, Blue Zuzu.
That's what I wanted you to think, Kramen. Hell, Blue Zuzu.
I think so.
No, Kramen, it's...
I'm not sure. Kramen, have you been accidentally worshipping Blue Zuzu this entire time?
He did a proposal to me, and I needed to change things up at Champions, and it is what it is. It's a working relationship right now.
Interesting.
It's a house of worship. I didn't say what we were worshiping, man.
Yeah, my soundboard might not be working for some reason. Something magical is about to
happen here. I've cut the phone lines. Anyone?
Oh. Hello.
Hello, dearies. It's me, Margaret of Band Pornography.
Hey, Vikram, your latest Ocelot's here for you.
What?
Hold on.
What are you talking about? Get that porn-hating bitch out of here before I kill her.
Yes. I was trying to get Uncle Vikram to start living a clean life that he didn't want to, so I am coming here because I heard that there is more there is now devil worshipping going on in this so-called
church.
You know what, bitch?
Take this. My listen, toilet works listen. Now.
Listen, well, bitch. I'm living vicariously through college. because he no longer gets fucked up. So, you need to get the fuck out.
Well, first of all, dearies, listen, Herberts, I'm going to make sure this nightclub slash church is destroyed one way or the other, and there's nothing you can do to stop.
We've got the paperwork, everything is above board, you can't do shit to us.
Yes. Yes, I will find a loophole. I always find a loophole.
I know you're working for AI Louise. I know a trap when I see it. I've laid enough traps to know I know this is a trap, so you can fuck off.
Well, listen here, Mr. Sergei Kravinoff. You are a very rude, and I will make sure you are punished by the law. And you perverts will all be in jail.
I can barely understand what the fuck you're saying, so I'm gonna flush you again. Is there a way to get her the fuck out of here? I am coming back next week with the police. I'll talk to you all later. Yeah, you're not coming back over me and fucking dead Harambe's body.
Yes, Harambe. I remember how I took him out too.
Oh, my hero, my best friend, Harambe.
He was a fornicator and a cheapskate.
No, he wasn't. He was trying to save people, okay? Just like porn.
Hey, old lady. Hey, old lady, take this.
Thanks, Stampy.
You get them, Stampy.
Oh, I'm not afraid of elephants. And oh, I know there's Louise.
How is she still talking? He squashed her.
Because I have a protective shield that I have to
be. No, you don't. Stop lying.
Get the fuck out of here. I'll be back next week. It's okay, everyone. I'll be back next week.
The best fart I have is Ghost Farts of all time.
I don't even know what's happening anymore.
Nope.
Okay, so that guy's related to Louise and Renee, and he's stolen their money, and now they're gonna try to get him back so they can get the money back. So
is that
now
why
they're all
Louise
teaming up.
Is dressed like a cat with soot all over her.
Yes.
Speed, well, seeing as the sound didn't work before.
Oh no! Marcy, stop flushing me!
What? The voice told me to when the sound effect didn't go off.
You need to stop listening to that voice, Marcy. Do I need to, like, find Blue Zuzu and give him a wedgie? Oh, hi, doggy.
Dude, you're such a nerd. You can't do that.
He's got steaks everywhere. Oh, no,
he's
not Sherman.
He's packing meat. There, I made the joke for you.
Literally. You know, you could have just thrown the meat and the dog would have just chased after it, Sherman ate him. You didn't have to put it all over your body.
Maybe he's into getting attacked by dogs.
Well, that is true.
Do they need to kill him to get the money, or do they have to break into a safe? I'm so confused.
I'm just confused, like, why Will Friedle's dressed up as Zorro.
I don't know. It's not like he can't tell who they are. See, I think he liked it.
Louise is like, what a stud.
Good work, coaches.
Phase three, Cal.
Give me the pipe.
Okay.
They're about to clean some pipes. No, just
a little tap. Shut up.
They're whispering. They're making a plan. And they got a gun.
They got some big shotguns.
Ah, this looks like Toby's member.
I'm pretty sure she's into the Shermanator.
Hmm.
Did he just die anyway? Because I feel like he just died.
I feel like he could have.
Distraction.
I think he is dead.
I think he's dead.
He had a heart attack. So
why would you hit him with a pipe while he's wearing a helmet?
So basically, they went all this way to try to murder him, and he just died anyway.
He's just dead anyway.
Isn't it ironic?
Wait, he blinked. I think.
That was just to let you know we mean business, old man.
Oh, see. Yeah, no, he's dead, right?
He dead. Louise is packing heat.
Wipe that smile off your face, or I'll blow it off.
Whoa!
Oh,
no.
Hey, there's now. Another sound bite.
Now listen up, good old man. I'm going to ask you this one time and one time.
How did they not realize he's fucking dead?
I don't know, Marcy, but I have a. You know why I think they don't realize that he's. You know why I don't think they realize he's dead?
It's the post-apocalypse, dickhead. You just wanted to play that sound.
Yes. It's my favorite sound bite ever.
Ew.
Ew.
That's how she notices she's dead?
As in not alive? We've murdered the old bastard. I have killed so many people.
Wait, what? Louise is murdered and she's gonna do it again!
We should actually be kind of terrified of Louise.
I kind of am. I mean, Louise is very... Future Louise in particular is very angry, so... I kind of
figure out the secret if it kills me.
Yeah, I kind of want to know, like, why is Toby in the doghouse? Why is he considered Louise's ex in the future? Well,
why has she actually fallen in love with the Shermanator?
I don't know.
Is Bob the serious lawyer actually going to do his job to serve Louise with the divorce papers from Ninja Terminator Toby?
Yeah, well, I know he's conflicted. Because he loves Louise, so I don't know.
But he's probably pissed because it's been like 6 months or whatever it is and we haven't gone looking for him.
Mm. No, he's texting Sandy Friction.
Well, that is true.
Of all people, he's texting Sandy? Are they trying to make it look like he fell down the stairs?
Yes.
I mean, that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, but he was already dead.
Didn't even roll down those stairs.
Just stuck. He's planking on the stairs.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Daryl the bartender. I'm back.
You're fired, dude. Like, I don't know why. Like,
no, I got rehired because nobody else wanted to work, so Craven had to rehire me.
Yeah, no, I don't think that.
We're the cannibals here again.
Oh, first of all, I got a new mocktail design. It's called the Dead Soldier Mocktail, made entirely out of a dead soldier. Oh, it's very delicious. It's a little musty, but it's delicious, though. Not made out of real dead soldiers, just saying.
Yeah, I don't trust you.
I'm not drinking that, dude.
I mean, if you ignore the eyeball that's in there, it should be fine. Just have a sip. It's really good. No.
Get it out of here.
Okay.
What are you doing in here? You're bad. Like, okay, oh, let me introduce you to our new doorman, Harambe Jones. Get Thomas Kyle.
All right, I'll leave. I mean, what if I offered him a Harambe Mayhem made entirely out of Harambe? It's a new mocktail I made back in the day. Oh, great. Oh,
I should warn you, he's packing.
Oh, I got new ingredients for my mocktails. Thanks for that, Harambe Jones.
Just in case that Vanilla Price cocksucker shows up again.
All right, I'll be back. I think I need to take a few days off for sick leave. I'll be back on the weekend. I'll talk to you all later.
Don't come back. Yeah, get him out of here.
I'm kind of a little,
How are they going to open the safe with this? This just makes no sense as a plan.
I think they're just going to tap it to the car. Yes.
All right, yeah, fair.
I will say Harambe looks pretty cute in his little outfit with his cigar and his cap.
Well, I mean, guys, I honestly think, like, if we keep being stuck here at Champions, regardless of whether it's a church or a nightclub, I have a feeling at some point we're going to be turned into one of Daryl's mocktails.
I don't know how he keeps getting in.
I don't know.
I don't know why he makes mocktails, like, as if we don't want to, like, have some booze in there, or at least some of us.
Well, you know.
Oh, you can drink around me, it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, there's mocktails for you, Colin. I don't want a mocktail. I want alcohol in my drink if I'm staying here any longer.
I think this
car is going to break before that safe opens.
I think the car, like the back end of the car, is going to be stuck in the one spot.
Mm-hmm.
I know how this joke goes.
The safe's going to hit fucking Eric.
Okay, well, it's driving very slow.
I don't think this is going to work. Oh my god, he's dead! Alive.
That's how I was when I died.
Just like, whoa!
Yeah.
Okay, I guess this joke isn't going out. Oh, it's going to hit. It's going to hit him.
Oh my god, it's going to kill him.
They're going to Fast and Furious the safe.
Yes.
Fair dude.
It's going to smack him. It's going to murder him. Oh!
Is that a grenade?
Grenade!
Look out!
Hello, everyone. It's me, Gary Nolte.
I thought you died.
I'm back from the dead. I'm immortal. I'm like Highlander. There can be only one Gary Nolte.
Well, that is true. Well, we're glad you're back, Gary Nolte.
It's like me and Charlie Sheen. We're unkillable.
Oh, well, it's all that tiger blood, I would imagine. Ah! Shoot at the safe.
Oh! That happened to me once. Once.
You know, something tells me that that safe isn't safe.
Fuck off.
Oh, God damn it, Bean.
Add for Tubi.
Oh, it's the girl next door.
1 hour, 17 Oi, minutes, 15 cunt.
Seconds. Oi!
Cunt.
Hello, Alicia Cuthbert.
You know how many times you know how many times I jacked off to Alicia Cuthbert?
I can imagine.
A lot of 24. I watched a lot of 24.
You mean she made you go?
Oh, that's completely lied again.
Yeah, she made me Godzilla all over the place.
That's the sound when Harambe Jones comes.
No, she made you cumzilla, Colin. She made you. She's in my
pants. Listen, I haven't done that since I was in like eighth grade, okay?
And when you came to Alicia Cuthbert, what happened to you was
diabetes.
How?
Of course, she's so sweet.
Yeah, that makes more sense now.
Exactly. Why did I think that was from the actual movie for a second?
I thought it was. I was like, holy shit. I was like,
no, that's Randy Marsh.
Damn you, Randy Marsh.
It was ectoplasm.
So that's where Toby was before he came on our show. He was in South Park, ectoplasming all over Randy.
It's just going to open.
No! He did not survive the... Oh, no, wait. Nope, it just opened on its own.
Why is there a grenade in there?
Oh, that's not how saves work.
Oh, look at all that money.
Look at the money.
We have enough money to get an even better show than the Tubi Tuesdays podcast.
Impossible.
We have sponsors now.
Do we?
We do.
These people. Oh, okay. They're going to sponsor our podcast. Because Louise is on.
Sponsor this weird podcast.
It's yes.
I'm a little scared that Louise is half blackface.
It's all the soot that's... She went in the chimney or something.
She's cosplaying as Harambe.
That's racist.
We're rich and we murdered someone.
They murdered a lot of people. A lot of people were murdered.
And we're gonna marry our sexy old wives.
They already got married.
And sex.
Ew!
Oh, and happiness.
Hmm.
Lenny and Dora settled into suburbia where her art flourished, winning the praises of two local
That makes sense.
Even took in Bruno, Uncle Walt's beloved dog.
Aww.
He's like a hairy, vicious child to them.
Aww.
As for Uncle Walt.
And then Louise was able to take Shermanator off to second grade.
So we did the next best thing. Semper Fi, Uncle Walt. Semper Fi. As for me, well, I guess one could say that in my case, crime did pay.
Ooh! Quickly. He's got those beard goggles on. Hello.
Unless he actually got with her.
Maybe.
Always take me with you. Promise me.
Whatever you want.
Blumpkin.
Do you know what you are?
A golden god.
A gift to all women.
Oh.
He's talking to an AI.
This is how you flirt with AIs.
This is me trying to sleep with the AI.
I'm not going to confirm or deny that's how
and,
I.
And it told you she had a headache.
I can't have sex tonight. I'm having an AI headache.
we'll make sure we secretly turn the difficulty to very hard.
I think I forgot about Betty. Yeah, she doesn't have a shark week. She just leaks oil.
I think that's what happens to Martha.
Oh.
Whoa!
No.
She's gone back to work on the 18th floor. Who is she dancing to? It's the minister!
That checks out. He's hot for it. Oh my god, she used to teach the Vice Squad in Vice Academy.
She did.
You folks may want to leave right about now, because y'all ain't want to see
this. I know Cole wants to leave right about now.
I don't
want to
see this. I do not want to see this right now.
Oh.
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Meanwhile, footage at their wedding. Do.
Did Louise sing this song too?
She might have.
Well, that was a movie.
It was.
That was a movie.
Yeah. Let's see if Rita Riffle was in this movie, Marcy. Like, at least in the credits.
It must have been in the background somewhere, and I must have missed it.
Maybe. Yeah, I think I did. There was someone in the background had hair similar to her.
Yeah, I don't know.
There were stunt performers in this movie.
Apparently.
Well, she's not in the actual credits, so I guess she might have been an extra.
Maybe it was more of an extra, yeah.
Or somebody thought it was her, and then they just added her to the movie. Do.
Oh, dear God.
Does this leg come off like that woman's arm?
I forgot about that.
That happened earlier in the movie.
Yep.
Anyway.
Yes.
I don't know, it's still going with the credits.
They're probably realizing, where the fuck did our guests come from?
Who are all these people?
The Chiodo brothers.
It's little Tina Turner.
How people have to dance with me usually.
Or would it be Tiny Turner?
Anyways, if you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe to us on your podcast streaming platform of choice.
Yes.
And leave us a review or give us some feedback. Let us know any movies you think we might enjoy. All of that stuff is all good stuff, and be sure to reply. But if you leave us a review, we'll read it on the show, whether it's positive or negative. And go to supermarcy.com for everything else To Be Tuesdays related, or for other podcasts that we do on the network. And I'm available to chat to under Super Marcy on the social media, and Super _ Marcy on Letterboxd. And coming up next on Tubi, according to what it's going to play after this movie, it is parody movie The Extendables, The Good Hearts Club, American Sophomore, and Project Run. Don't know what any of those are. Beat.
Well, people to find me personally out there on the internet, you can follow me on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Letterboxd under B. Jermaine. You can find all my work over at supermarcy.com. And also you can follow my solo podcast, Bead vs. the Living Dead, and its spin-off shows on the Bead vs. the Living Dead podcast feed everywhere. And also, I almost forgot, my leak for this episode, for this movie, Back to Death Spa.
Yes, I forgot about that.
The Death Spa was owned by Louise and Renee Taylor.
That checks out perfectly.
There we go. And there we go.
Batch.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. It's me, Robot
Hogan.
You all need to save us from AI Louise Platoon. She's making me say really racist things and made me like look at woman who looked like my ex-wife, brother. You can follow Batch on Pop4D on Webtails every Tuesday, brother, with Yaku and Spider-Man and me, Robot Hulk Hogan.
Fuck off, Robot Hogan.
We don't talk about Robot Hulk Hogan on that podcast, dude.
Yes,
and
exactly.
How did you get in here?
Yeah, and also, I told you this before, and I'm going to do it again. There we go.
Okay. Follow Batch, Pop4D on the Instagrams, the Threads, the TikTokies, all that fun stuff.
Nice.
And Colin.
So if you want to listen to me talk about Harambe some more, just listen to Trash Panda Podcast on Thursdays.
It's no longer the Trash Panda Podcast. It's gonna be the Love Harambe Podcast.
Listen, the Harambe anniversary, it comes out on a Thursday. So we're having a special episode.
I'll be there for that. And if you want to see Hellfire mixtape, subscribe to the Patreon and watch the video and see Colin wearing a pretty dress. And she was meowing a lot. And tune in next week. Is it Colin's pick?
Oh, yeah.
Colin, say it's my pick. Say it's my pick.
No, don't do it.
Because we're not releasing that lost episode, so we're just going to have the fucking my regular episode be the last.
Yeah, it's a bonus episode, so it'll be out. It's probably out when this comes out, but I think, Colin.
Oh, man.
It is
my pick.
And then it'll be mine. And then back to back.
Get ready for the Harambe documentary.
Tune in next week because we're going to watch the Harambe documentary.
And I'm just going to rant the whole time.
We'll see you next Tuesday, everybody.
See you, everybody. Bye.
National Lampoon would like to introduce Cal and Lenny.
Ladies.
Two guys with a dream.
You are a gift to all women. The things I'm gonna do to you.
But no clue how to reach it.
Let's do this on three, okay? One.
What they lack in intelligence. They make up for. In stupidity.
A good thief is always prepared with a solid backup plan.
Hand over the bags, you old bag!
I'm a loser. So two old ladies got the better of us. Life can't get any more humiliating than that.
The charges against you both would drop. Those two helpless old ladies you guys tried to murder, they left you this.
But the world's dumbest con men.
Just two filthy, rich, nice old ladies.
Are about to become...
Shake it off. Come on in.
The world's worst gold diggers.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Hey, you two little jailbirds.
Is that them? I think so.
Which of you two elegant gentlemen is Cal? Mm.
Mary, Betty, and Doris.
We become the legal heirs to their entire estate.
Now stick with the plan. We marry them,
insure them, and kill them.
Amen.
I now pronounce you mans and wives. Now you may kiss your brides. But somebody get me a blindfold. I don't want to see this go down.
think I'm gonna puke.
What a shame we have to kill him.
We have to kill him. You ready? What? Are you ready? Not really, no.
I'll kill yours. You kill mine.
I can't believe this is what a guy has to go through nowadays to earn a buck.
Put the pedal to metal, good buddy. Let's do it!
That was unexpected.
How much did you say you're worth again?
$5,655,422.
National Lampoon's Gold Diggers.
When was the last time you had passionate sex?
Well, there was one time. No, never.